Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve, and you make no mistake about it, Virginia is very much in play. We saw the poll numbers last week. I think the University of Mary Washington numbers are the closest to the pin, right? Neck and neck between our not ready for primetime Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. And last night, I got to tell you, Kamala Harris proved yet again, man, there's just nothing there. I can't tell you how excited I am to bring on to the program Eric Trump. We haven't had him on the program in a while. It's just great to welcome you back. Eric, thank you for being here.
It's great to be here, Jeff.
Tell me a little bit about where we are, because I see Virginia very much in play, even as some of the legacy news media people are trying to tell us, oh, no, nothing to see here. Move along.
Yeah, listen, I do as well. You know, we have a property in Charlottesville, Trump Winery, and we also have a property up in Loudoun County. I think you probably know them both very well. And I was just down at the winery 2 weeks ago, and every person that came in, they're wearing MAGA hats. They are, you know, red, white, and blue. They love. I mean, literally, I walked through there, and I was getting high fives. I was getting hugs by absolutely everybody. It was a beautiful day. There was like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people enjoying the views, and I just couldn't believe the total spirit and the love and the affection there. And so I see it. I spend a lot of time in the state. I know it very well. And I think we are neck and neck. And I think it's a state that we could absolutely win. You know, Jeff, people are sick and tired of seeing what's happening. And it's, you know, we have an economy that's not working right now. The cost of everything is unaffordable in this country. People aren't making any more money than they were 4 years ago. Gas is three times the price. Try and go refinance a house. You know, good luck, right? You know, we were at 2.5% under my father. Right now, we're at 7-8%. So interest rates are crazy. It's killing small businesses in this country. Rent, if you don't own and if you have to rent in this country is crazy. The cost of everything is through the roof. The cost of groceries, the cost of auto insurance, fuel, utilities, diesel. I mean, absolutely everything. This country has become unaffordable. You've had stagnation of wages. You've had massive inflation in this country, you know, year after year. So, you know, roughly 10% a year compounding. You know, this country has become unaffordable. You know, all the while you've had 20 million people come into this country and take jobs. Our jobs reports have been horrendous. I mean, they had to adjust it down by almost a million jobs because they were lying about the jobs reports. But, you know, the vast majority of jobs created in this country have been federal, state, and local jobs, right? Not you know, private sector jobs. That's a problem as well. You know, and yet you've had 20 million people come into this country. You've got gangs taking over low-income housing in places like Aurora. You have fentanyl crisis, you know, 320,000 kids last year that have died to fentanyl, and these people don't do a damn thing about it. You know, in fact, they sold the rest of the wall for scrap metal at about 5 cents on the dollar to what, you know, what was obviously it was, you know, cost to manufacture. You know, they don't care about the immigration problem. You see what's happening in Russia and Ukraine right now, where you have young kids shooting at each other at point blank ranges in trenches, and we're funding this whole thing instead of funding our schools, instead of funding our infrastructure. It's devastating to see what's happening in this nation. And then you have our greatest allies, you know, places like Israel that are completely under attack. You know, Iran is shooting missiles at them every single day. Iran was broke under my father, and now, you know, Iran is shooting, you know, missiles at our greatest ally every single day as they try and get nuclear weapons and, you know, try and take over the entire Middle East. I mean, it's, I could go on and on, but I mean, it's crazy the degradation of not only the United States, but just the world, and really us as the superpower of the world in the last, you know, 4 years under incompetent leadership.
Eric Trump is joining us, and Eric, I want to ask you a couple of specific questions. I don't know if you subjected yourself to the vice presidential show last night. It was painful, and it really was. Even for someone like me who, I dislike her. I would dislike her policies if she had policies, but the one thing that came through was that she has plans to help 20 million illegal aliens, and not a single syllable for those of us in the real world, those of us who actually do come from middle-class backgrounds, who actually live in middle-class families, who have learned what compounding interest means in a painful way these last 4 years. She had nothing for us. Nothing.
So I spoke at length about this in the RNC, and it's one of the things that truly bothers my soul, it bothers my heart. We have the most expensive hotels in the world in New York, meaning New York has some of the best, you know, most expensive properties in the world. And they're full of illegal immigrants right now. I mean, these are people that came across the southern border illegally about 3 minutes ago, walked into this country. And now under your taxpayer dollars and my taxpayer dollars and everybody's taxpayer dollars, you have illegal immigrants that are in the finest hotels on planet Earth, you know, for free. Yeah. Yet you go all across this country and you have, you know, homeless veterans that are sleeping, you know, under overpasses, on street corners. And no one's done a damn thing to help them. Not a single thing to help these people, right? You have 22 veterans that commit suicide every single day. We don't do a damn thing to help people who went out and fought in the wars, you know, fought for our country. But yet, you come across an invisible line. You come into this country. A lot of those people were sent on private planes or on planes. You know this in the middle of the night. 320,000 were sent on planes in the middle of the night into airports all across the country. Yep. And you get to move into the Ritz-Carlton or whatever the hell the hotel is. Yeah. And you get to have the nicest suite. You know, paid for by taxpayers. Have we lost our minds? I mean, it's a rhetorical question, but have we lost our minds? How in the world could we let our veterans be out there, you know, homeless, yet, you know, be housing, you know, literally tens and tens of thousands of illegal immigrants? We have let 20 million illegal immigrants into this country. We have no job creation in our nation right now. The only job creation in our nation is going to illegal immigrants, right? Right. You have stagnation of wages. You have our industries that are totally under siege. You have small businesses that are under siege. You have a person who wants to double the tax rate in this country, which will kill every single individual and every single business in this nation. I mean, you have somebody came out and said, listen, I want to tax unrealized gains. I mean, could you imagine what that concept would do? So your house goes from being worth $100,000 to $150,000, and you have to pay 50% tax on that. Yeah. $50,000 differential, so you'd have to pay $25,000 in tax. Where do you get that money? Right? I mean, these are their policies. Remember, this is the same person. Kamala Harris is the same person who said that she supports giving sex change, transgender sex change surgeries to illegal immigrants that are incarcerated. I mean, have we lost our damn minds? And again, the answer is yes. I mean, yeah. Why can't we take care of our own? Why can't we have the best educational system in the world as opposed to being 30th in the world? And by the way, God bless the Loudoun County moms and the Virginia moms who fought so hard when, you know, during the revisionist woke, you know, curriculum, you know, fights. I mean, Virginia led the way and the Virginia moms led the way, and thank God for them. I mean, really, thank God for the moms in this country. But why can't we be number one in the world in terms of education? Why can't we have the greatest economy in the world? Why can't we have the best small business environment? Why can't we have the lowest taxes? You know, why can't we have a merit-based system? I mean, my mom was an immigrant into this country, but she came in legally, and she paid a lot of money in taxes, and she learned the language, and she assimilated. Well, why can't we just do this the right way? I mean, she picked a running mate in Tim Walz, who literally, his claim to fame in Minnesota was putting tampons in boys' bathrooms. I mean, these aren't serious people. They're not serious people.
Oh, I am so happy to hear you say that. That is a phrase that we have used on this program now for a couple of years with them. And you're right. These are not serious people. Serious people say that my neighbors, Eric, are having trouble filling their truck when they go to the gas station. Serious people are concerned that people in my community are looking at their bill in the grocery store and saying, hey, sorry, kids, you got to put something back because we just can't do that. Serious people are looking at my children and my neighbor's children saying, boy, we'd love to have you live in the neighborhood, but there's not a chance on God's green earth that you can afford that with where you are right now. And God help you if you want to travel, because we have gone from being a nation that is respected and having a leader that is respected and also feared, which I think is good, to a laughing stock. There's nobody that's not afraid to step to us. We are filled with non-serious people, and God bless your father for having the willingness to step up again. I mean, that is a good, solid man right there.
One of my closest friends is a police officer, and he was telling me the other day that their department just ran out of Narcan. That's how much Narcan that they were using because of the fentanyl crisis in this country, right? I've personally lost four friends. I mean, four friends have had kids who've been lost to fentanyl. Oh. And by the way, this wasn't because they were like, you know, they were addicted to drugs. This is, one of them was, or two of them were, but these are people who, unfortunately stumbled into something by accident and ended up dying because of it. 320,000, mainly kids in this country, have died to fentanyl, let alone the rest of the... And what are they doing? She literally sold the steel. My father built 600 miles of wall. Yep. The rest of it was built. All they had to do was stand it up. It was done, right? And they were standing it up at miles and miles a day.
Yep.
They sold the wall as scrap metal for pennies on the dollar, right? I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I know the White House as well as anyone, Jeff. I've been there 1,000 times, obviously, when my father was in office. The vice president's office, you know, Kamala Harris's office, is about 3 feet away from Joe Biden's from the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, sir, when I get in office, I'm going to focus on pricing. Where the hell have you been as the entire country suffers? Oh, yes, when I get into office, I'm going to think very seriously about the border. Where have you been? You are the person who are flying 320,000 people in the middle of the night,
yep,
into airports across, you know, the country,
that's
not
right,
telling anybody about it, denying it, as you flew in illegal immigrants because you want to change the census of this country. I mean,
right,
where have you been? She was supposed to be border czar. You know, if you cared so much about pricing on things, if you cared about how America is now unaffordable, why didn't you do something about it? And the reality is that they've been lazy.
Yep.
They lack common sense.
Yep.
They lack any real-world experience because they've never held a job outside of you know, government.
That's right.
And just, if you want to know her track record, look at San Francisco. San Francisco is the greatest city, you know, arguably one of the greatest cities anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And look at it now. You can't, first of all, there are no businesses in San Francisco anymore because they just can't, people can't afford to be there. It's so unaffordable. You can't, there's no way, unless you make 200 grand a year, you literally can't live in the city because it's so expensive.
That's right.
Every business has left. All the industry has left. You walk around the city, you're walking over hypodermic needles, you're walking through homeless camps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get mugged. You know, chances are you're going to get mugged because, you know, crime has skyrocketed there, as well as every other city in the country under their, you know, no bail, their horrible kind of democratic policies. She's destroyed San Francisco. I mean, you have the largest mass exodus of people out of California, leaving California, in the history of the country, of any state. No state's ever seen that kind of exodus. I mean, New York is right behind it.
Yeah.
And yet, it's the same policies that she implemented there that she wants to implement across the entire country. Just look at San Francisco if you want to know what Kamala stands for. Look at the city that it was,
yep,
and look at the city it is today. And it will tell you everything you need to know.
You're absolutely correct. And Eric, those policies have been adopted, as you know, and I want to remind everybody, Eric Trump is spending a few moments with us. We're grateful for that. You take a look at some other cities. 1,000 years ago, I was a police officer in the city of Philadelphia, Eric, and I look at my old neighborhoods that are now, it looks like an episode of The Walking Dead. There are drug-induced zombies, if you will, have set up shop in the entire Kensington neighborhood. You can't go there. That used to be a vibrant shopping community. It's awful. It's just awful.
That's right. And then she comes out, yes, crime is the best it's ever been in this country. And people literally laugh at her, right? I mean, first of all, she decriminalizes everything, right? So, I mean, obviously, if you decriminalize murder, you're going to have a great crime rate, right? But,
I mean,
they've decriminalized everything. Second of all, now all of a sudden they tell these cities all across the city and all across the country, and Philadelphia is one of them, New York is one of them, they tell them not to report their crime statistics, right?
That's right.
So all of a sudden you've got the places that have the worst crime not reporting their statistics, and you have them decriminalizing everything they used to be reported, and then they come out and say, yes, see, crime statistics have gone down, mm-hmm, and people are laughing at them because all people need to do is open their eyes, which everybody does. Everybody listening to us knows right now. I mean,
that's right.
You know places all over Virginia. You know places all over the country are not as safe as they used to be. And
that's right.
I mean, just look at Aurora, Colorado. You have Venezuelan gang members who have gone in, smuggled, you know, AK-47s, walk into apartment buildings, and tell people who need affordable housing in this country, and there's a long list of them, get the hell out of your apartment. You know, that apartment's mine. And then you go to a little local police chief, and the police chief's saying, what the hell do? I'm here with three deputies.
Yeah.
You know, what am I going to do, take on, you know, 200 Venezuelan gang members with assault rifles?
That's right.
I mean, this is what our country has divulged into. I mean, again, have we lost our minds? And the answer is yes. And That's why people have to vote, and I think that's why we're going to win Virginia. I mean, people have to get out there. They have to vote. It's possible to win Virginia. People just have to get out in force, but people are sick and tired of this economy. People are sick and tired of the crime. People are sick and tired of the needless deaths. People are sick and tired of what's happening to education, 30th in the world, our kids, revisionist history.
Yep.
People want our country back, and people are certainly sick and tired of people who lie to their faces,
mm-hmm.
you know, say that they're very for fracking when 2 years ago they were against, you know, yes, I'm a gun owner, give me a break.
Right.
No one believes that. Yes, I'm very, I really want, you know, border security. Well, why don't you start by turning on all the security cameras, the 700 miles of security cameras that my father put up? They literally turned off. The security cameras on the southern wall are turned off because they don't want those images being shown on TV stations around. If you're serious about it, why don't you start taking these steps? If you're serious about the drug pandemic, why don't you do something about it?
Yep.
Start right now. What are you waiting for? I mean,
is
there no work to be done in the middle of a campaign? Do something about it. But instead, she refuses to do an interview. She's certainly not doing an interview like this one.
No.
Joe Biden sitting there sleeping on a beach. I mean, we look like the weakest kind. I mean, think about what President Xi is thinking. Do you think you'd ever catch him sleeping on a beach in China? Or do you think you'd ever catch Putin sleeping on a beach in Russia? Of course you wouldn't.
That's right.
It's the weakest look we could possibly have as a country.
Yeah.
They're laughing at us. And all the while, think about it. I mean, what that does to our U.S. currency, we're the superpower of the world. We're the national, you know, we're the currency of the world.
Yeah.
The American dollar has always been the most revered currency. We're losing it. We're losing it. Our leaders don't even know what's happening. They're totally asleep at the wheel.
It's
devastating. It's devastating.
You described it so accurately, Eric. Eric Trump is with us. They're not serious people. For those of us who are looking at this and thinking, okay, we absolutely have to vote ourselves. We have to motivate other people to get out there and vote. We need people to understand what is really at stake here. That's the issue here. Every time that somebody goes and chats with somebody, says, well, I don't like this or this is this. Hey, this is really, truly the future of this nation, Eric. You know that. And I have said it to your father that I didn't understand why he was running for president the first time. I thought, he's got to be crazy. Why would you do this? You've got fame. You've got a pretty nice life. You've got more money than you're ever going to spend. I mean, why put yourself through this? And it's clear because he loves this country. He loves his grandchildren.
That's right. That's right.
He loves my children. I mean, I say that from the bottom of my heart, Eric. Your dad loves my children, and we love him. He needs to win this to save my country.
Yeah, he does. I mean, Jeff, he's the greatest guy I've ever met in my life. He's got a heart of gold. He's the greatest father I could have ever had. I mean, you know, I don't want to toot our own horns. This is not like normally a thing I'd say, but, you know, look at the five of us, you know, and then look at, you know, look at Hunter, you know, some of these other kids. You know, we were never out there committing crimes. We were never out there doing drugs. We were never out there. I mean, we were the first people in the office. We were the last ones to leave. You know, we worked hard. You know, we dressed well. We generally had our acts together.
Right.
You know, took life awfully serious. He was just a great father. Who drove us and you know, raised us correctly. And I don't think there's anybody out there, even as much of the liberal media that hates us, who would otherwise attest to that. But the last thing that he needed to do was run. You just said it better than I could, but I mean, literally, they've tried everything they could to kill him, right? Literally and figuratively. And recently, they've been trying to kill him literally, and now there's all sorts of foreign threats that are trying to kill him because they don't want him to be commander-in-chief because that, you know, messes with their fiefdom. But they tried to pull him off of the ballots.
Yep.
They tried to take him off of the ballots in you know, Colorado and Maine.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote dirty dossiers. They had a, you know, three-year-long Russia hoax, which was totally nonsense, which got debunked, thankfully, and everybody knows now that it was a Democratic ploy to take him out.
Yep.
They tried to impeach him. They've gone after him. They've weaponized government. They went after him. They put every AG, every district attorney in the country. They, you know, filed every, you know, civil suit that you could possibly file against a person. They've tried to break apart our family. They've gone after us. I mean, I've never so much as gotten a speeding ticket, and I'm the most subpoenaed person in the history of the country. I've gotten 115 subpoenas.
Good.
This is from the House. This is from the Senate for doing what? For doing absolutely nothing wrong ever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they've tried to destroy our family. They've tried to destroy him. They've tried to kill him. They've tried to bankrupt him. They've tried to, you know, destroy his marriage. They've tried to do absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And yet, he's amazing. He just keeps on fighting because he loves red, white, and blue, and he wants to see the greatness of America, which is, again, fading away under incompetent people who just don't get it. And I've never been more proud of somebody in my entire life. I've never seen that level of tenacity and backbone and fight and vigor. Believe me, his life would be a hell of a lot better just hanging out at Mar-a-Lago and enjoying life, maybe go out, play a round of golf, hang out with my kids, who he loves to death. You probably saw that the other day on the stage in North Carolina, and his life would be a hell of a lot better. At the same time, we wouldn't have a country, and we have to save our republic. We just have to save it.
He is doing it for the right reasons. I thank you, Eric, for being here. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I got to get back out to the winery because I'm a cider guy and I haven't tried the cider yet, and I'm anxious.
Oh, the cider is amazing.
Yeah,
we just planted about over 10,000 apple trees, and it's become like the rave of Charlottesville. So
come down
and see us. The tasting room is open every day. The winery, obviously, we're winning every wine competition in Virginia. And the best views, the best views in the state are obviously from the tasting room. I think you've seen it many times.
It is a great place. Listen,
spectacular.
Again, I thank you for being here. I thank you for what you're doing. Please, on behalf of my family, my listeners, you tell your father that that we stand with him. We pray for him every single night, and we're going to be voting for him and encouraging everybody we know to vote for him. You know, God bless you. God bless the whole family.
I absolutely will. Take care, my friend.
Thank you. That is Eric Trump. He's a good guy. I know, Jeremy, I apologize. I destroyed everything in your timesheet there. So we'll make it right. Jeremy has that ability, a unique ability, but that is Eric Trump. We'll also get that up at newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. He was actually kind enough to invite me out to the winery, was it a month ago, 6 weeks ago, when they were opening up the cidery. He knew about how much I love this. I love cider, and I wasn't able to make it, so I gotta get out there and do that. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. .435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday evening. All right, I guess we, all right, we got to reschedule Ambassador Friedman. That's all right. Jeremy's going to take care of that. We got a lot of stuff that you and I are dealing with this afternoon. Thanks again to Eric Trump for dropping by. Some really great insight and observations there. When you think about who's running for president, why they're running for president, Donald Trump doesn't need to be president. I mean, that's the whole point of this, right? He doesn't need it. And there's never been anybody like him before who said, well, I got more money than I'll ever spend. My kids are all set. My grandkids are set. I can spend the rest of my days traveling from one luxury golf course to another one, playing golf every day. I'm going to throw all that away. And I'm going to go try and lead this nation away from the cliff. Oh, and by the way, I will be the first ever president in the history of the United States of America whose personal wealth goes down as a result of being president. You'd better not forget that. Every other president, every single one, has seen their net personal wealth increase exponentially as a result of having been the president of the United States. Donald Trump has seen his personal net wealth decrease. And he's back saying, hey, let me get four more years so that we can fix what's been broken. Wow. Wow. I mean, it's amazing to me. Let me share with you.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You a little bit more of our not ready for primetime vice president, who sure as heck is not ready for primetime as president. But, now here's a weird thing, Joe Biden said that for the last 4 years he has delegated everything to Kamala Harris. that all of this disaster that we've seen in the United States is all her fault. She did this. Last week, you've got Jill Biden leading a staff meeting, a cabinet meeting. Joe Biden's been eating freaking ice cream and sitting on the beach for 4 years. He has been the presidential meat puppet, and those people have abused him, as far as I'm concerned, and they've lied to us about his condition. This is not somebody who's been with the team for a while. But anyway, Kamala Harris was on MSNBC. No, well, you know what? Hang on a second. Let me just do this. Hold on. No, I like to take a sip of coffee before anything from MSNBC airs, because a lot of times you're just going to spit it out anyway. So take yourself a sip of coffee or whatever it is that you're drinking, your beverage of choice at the moment. If you're driving, you may want to pull over. This is MSNBC, and I do watch it. You're right. I watch it so that you don't have to. And it's okay. You are more than welcome. She's asked about the lack of an endorsement from the Teamsters Union. First time ever the Teamsters Union has not endorsed the Democrat running for president. Cut number three.
Steelworkers matter in this country. Yeah. Unions matter.
Yes.
In 2016, Donald Trump connected with unions. He saw them. There was an emotional connection. But what he didn't do was deliver policy. In the last 4 years, we have seen huge wins in this country for unions. But not all unions have gotten behind you. I want to understand, when the Teamsters decided not to endorse you, what was their reasoning? What are they looking for?
Well, let me go back to our just previous conversation. I'm very proud to have the endorsement of the steelworkers in almost every other major union in America, because I stand by workers and I stand by the importance of being able to join a union and to understand the benefit and the value of unions. And I understand the importance of investing in new industries and working actively with the private sector to grow our economy.
But I'm asking because there's this idea, we want something more from her. What is it?
Well, here's the thing, that back to your point about previous election cycles, Donald Trump made a whole lot of promises that he did not meet, and one would argue broke. Look at Lordstown. He said he was going to...
Don't sell your homes.
Yeah, don't sell your homes. And what happened? It shut down. Outsourcing
hey,
under Donald
can I just
Trump.
Pop in His for a second here? I mean, far be it for me to not be paying rapt attention to these two brain surgeons, but Madam Vice President, she asked, what about the Teamsters telling you to take a freaking hike? Now, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it amounted to. They said, you stink.
Reminding people of fact. Uh-huh. Regardless of what somebody says in a small rally somewhere.
Small! Stop! All right, now look, we all know that she does that to poke at Donald Trump. And this is one of those areas where President Trump can't let her get under his skin. But she says small rallies. His rallies are packed with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. People literally in lines that are miles long waiting for hours. She couldn't get 300 students to show up at Carnegie Mellon University. I digress. Are we done with her? Yes. All right, now I got one more piece of her. I'm sorry, but you got to hear it. No. Take a listen, if you would, please, to cut number four.
But a serious problem over the last few years has been inflation. Luckily, it's cooling, but prices are still high.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You've said you want to take this on by going after those who engage in price gouging.
Yeah.
But as somebody who supports free markets, who's a capitalist, how do you go after price gouging without implementing price controls? Because once we get in this zone, people start to get worried and they say, I don't know what she stands for.
So just to be very frank, I am never going to apologize for going after companies and corporations that take advantage of the desperation of the American people. And as Attorney General, I saw this happen. In the midst of an emergency, whether it be an extreme weather event or even the pandemic, we saw it, where those few companies, not the majority, not most, but those few companies that would take advantage of the desperation of people and jack up prices. Yeah, I'm going to go after them. Yes, I'm going to go after them. And that is part of a much more comprehensive plan on what we can do to bring down the cost of living, including housing, including the everyday needs of the American people.
But do you have an actual freaking plan, or are you just going to tell me how there was price gauging? Remember, that's what she called it for, is price gauging. Now, when she talked about companies engaging in price gauging, she was actually telling the truth. Now, I realize it was inadvertent, but she was telling the truth. Companies gauge prices all the time. You gauge the value of a product, you gauge the demand for that product, and then you set the price. Now she's given this opportunity, and she's asked flat out, look, I got to give it to this Stephanie Ruhle for actually asking a sort of question. I didn't expect much from her, and believe me, I wasn't disappointed. But it was almost a question. Inflation is hitting everybody. And the vice president goes, oh, yeah, you know, like I'm upset about that. You caused it, madam. These are your policies that have done this. The average across the board, if we take in all of the things that have happened, the average person has seen inflation in the rate of 19.7%. So unless you got a pay increase of 19.7%, you have taken a pay cut. That's the reality of it. Have you gotten a 19.7% pay increase? If you have, then you work for a wonderful boss and company, and you should stay there. If you did not, then, well, you didn't. But 19.7% is what you needed to see as an increase in your salary to keep up with inflation these past 4 years. She's the cause of this. She has no idea what causes inflation. She said high prices cause inflation. She has it bass-ackwards. Inflation causes high prices. You are disincentivizing people to work. You are disincentivizing companies to produce products. And you are flooding the free market with money that, frankly, if we were going to look at it realistically, people would be blowing their noses and wiping their tushes with, because it's not worth anything at this point, is it? You're just throwing trillions of dollars out there. Now, you've got a plan to help 20 million illegal aliens you've brought into the country, but you do not have a plan to help somebody in Hanover County or in Chesterfield County or in Henrico County who's just trying to pay the freaking bills. Tomorrow morning, my buddy John Reed is going to be here, 6 a.m. Has John announced if he's running for lieutenant governor? Now, I was out of town for like 2 days, and I didn't get a chance to listen. So, I don't know, maybe tomorrow is the day that he will announce. All right, there we go. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah, it really is. And we got rain. We're going to have rain tomorrow and rain the next day and rain the day after that. And that's just the way it is. Now, if you've got a little grass situation, Virginia Green was out here earlier today applying, some sort of a fertilizer. Now, here I thought we had the dogs for the fertilizer. But anyway, so they put down some other sort of fertilizer, and we've got plenty of rain, so it should look good. If you've got friends in Florida, depending on where they are, they're going to get really impacted one way or another with Hurricane Helene. If you got friends on the East Coast, my brother is in Del Rey, so, I mean, he's got some rain, but, you know, always rains in the afternoon. But if you do have friends, it's called the Big Bend, and it is quite literally where the state of Florida kind of bends down. It's a little bit north of Tampa. And then as you head further south from Tampa, you know, you've got like Fort Myers and Sanibel and what else have you got? I'm just trying to think about it. Well, like Naples, Sarasota, they're going to get it. And again, the closer they are, they're going to get more of it. But just be aware of that. I mean, that is going to be a really big thing. And what we're hearing, our friends over at 8 News are saying, is that we're going to get impacted as well. If you take a look at the trajectory for Hurricane Helene, it's hitting in such a way that we're going to see a lot of rain. As I said, it's raining now, and it's going to be with us pretty much through Sunday. But we don't expect that I'm reading that we're going to get a lot of the wins. So you just, you know, keep all of that together. Keep it doing whatever it is you need to do. And we'll be dealing with that. Okay, so a couple of things. Yeah, Jerem, we're going to have to do that at the bottom of the hour because my lovely bride has departed. She's headed over to Old England. Well, I mean, we used to live in New England. She's going to the original one. And she's going off on one of her little musical adventures. So I've got total Julia duty for the next, 10 days, 12 days. It's a long time. And it's going to be great fun, but it's also a lot of work. So just wanted to share that with you. In the event that I get pulled away at some point, because it could happen. I mean, I'm just giving you the heads up, and I know Jeremy is at the ready. Mike Dickinson's going to join us at 5:05. Why? Well, because that Susanna Gibson, the porn candidate, has apparently formed what is it, a nonprofit to bring awareness to what? Porno candidates running for office? Is that what it is? Man, my mind is just going in circles now trying to come up with a name for such a group and to figure out exactly how you make a donation. I'll keep all of that to myself. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., John Reed will be here. I would urge you, please, tune in to John. Tomorrow might be the day he announces he's running for lieutenant governor. Who knows? It is 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio W.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.